they're all by Wisconsin artists.
Okay.
People from Wisconsin who studied with John Stuart Curry when he was at the university from 1935 to 1945.
Does this exhibit travel around? I mean, it seems like kind of a coup to have it coming to little Amory, Wisconsin.
Right now, we've just got reproductions. And we did have the originals up here from Madison.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that they'd be taking them back eventually. And they did just take them back this past year. I found this book called Rural Artists of Wisconsin by John Rector Barton. I think it was published in 1948
mm-hmm.
for Wisconsin Centennial Year. And it had all of this interesting artwork by Wisconsin artists in it. And I often wondered if, you know, that artwork still existed. And after about 2 years of investigation down at the university, we found it in some dark exhibit areas and then literally just lying one on top of another in closets. And half of the exhibit is gone. Professors would retire and take the artwork in their office with them. But we brought 39 pieces back up here, and we were going to tour it around this part of Wisconsin. But the matting and the framing was just too fragile, so we couldn't do that. And we got a grant from the university to reproduce the artwork, and so that's what we have now, our reproductions that we're still exhibiting here.
Do you get nervous when you have heirlooms like that hanging in your establishment?
Actually not.
No.
Because the university, I suppose this is going to go on the air.
Sure.
The university took such poor care of the work. It was chipped, some of it. It needed to be cleaned. And I felt, you know, worse about that than if anything had ever wandered off.
So why do you think that was? Rural artists are an afterthought?
Yeah,
just
well,
not...
what happened, this artwork from the 1940s under the work of John Stuart Curry was very original work. And what happened in the 1950s, incidentally, the Wisconsin Rural Artist Program still exists with the university.
Oh, cool.
But after the 1950s, you started seeing the Cezanne imitations and the Picasso imitations, and it lost that kind of honest, straightforward character that had existed under Curry.
Hmm.
It went out of style, I guess. No, it's kind of gone back into style again.
Now, when you say rural art, is that just a guy going out in his field and setting up an easel and painting trees? It's rural landscaping?
Well, it's rural landscape and rural farm scenes. But more often than not, it would be the wife who would do that.
These are amateurs?
Yes, at least when they started. No, several of them became very professional.
Okay, hobbyists to begin with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that, yeah, it's kind of innocent and...
Yes,
well,
yes.
That's neat, yeah.
And
well,
honest.
Good for you. Somebody has to preserve that and make note of it.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Way to go. Way to go. There you go. Lemoyne McLaughlin, everybody, of the Northern Lakes Center for the Arts in Amory. Leading the way, as usual. All right.
Well, thank you.
I didn't even have that written down. I have nothing written down, as a matter of fact. Later in the month, in June, on the 22nd, you have one of your favorites called Rimshots.
Yes, we do. And could I back up even to Friday the 21st? We're hosting the 22nd Rural Arts Forum for Northwestern Wisconsin. We invite arts organizations, well, essentially from Madeline Island and Ladysmith down through Eau Claire and Menominee down to Pepin up to Superior, kind of that quadrant of
mm-hmm.
Wisconsin. We meet once a year just to commiserate and also share successes. There's the Rural Arts Management Institute that we implement also. It's concluding on the 21st and 22nd.
Okay.
And then finally, the conclusion will be in the evening of the 22nd with a performance of Rimshots from Minneapolis. It's the group of young people, percussionists, that are just phenomenal.
So this is just kind of a fun thing to do to help people unwind after the,
yes.
the conference.
Well, it's actually one of our performances.
Sure.
And we've been presenting them for probably the last 10 years. It may be one of the most popular performances of our summer season, and we always considered it a privilege to be able to present these people. I've been told there are about 2,000 applicants for about 6 positions on Rimshots annually.
Wow.
And so they get the very best percussionists. They'll perform here for about an hour and a half on everything, you know, from drums to xylophones and marimbas. And we always considered it a privilege for us to be able to present them. And what we found out is they consider it a privilege to be able to come here to a small, intimate setting and perform.
And then the 4th of July actually comes in almost the middle of the week, so people really don't know how to celebrate it. You're celebrating it the week before.
We're celebrating it the week before because we figure people might be gone the weekend after. So we're on the 29th celebrating America, America, our Independence Day concert. It consists of readings and music performed by the Northern Lakes Chamber Orchestra. The Chamber Orchestra is older than the Center for the Arts here. It was formed in 1985 with the tricentennial of Bach, Handel, and Scarlatti. The Center for the Arts was formed in 1989, so it's 4 years older than the Center for the Arts here.
Was it always called the Northern Lakes Chamber Orchestra?
Yes, yeah.
So you stole the name, actually.
We stole the name.
Where did you perform prior to the center opening?
Oh, in various churches.
And that is Saturday, June 29th at 7:30 p.m. That's cool, though. That'll get everybody geared up for that whole week. You know, if people are smart, they're going to take that whole week off anyway.
That's right.
And I'm sure there's lots more coming up with your fall and winter season. I can predict that you and I will talk about it.
Okay, Al, thank you.
Lemoyne, thank you.